Fox Markets podcast with Justin Wade.
And joining me right now on the podcast, looking at three stocks moving in 3 minutes, Zach on the chart. Good morning, Zach, on this lovely Friday morning. Is it sun shining where you are?
It is shining, although I thought it was something like autumnal today. That was the worry I had. I think we're owed at least another 3 weeks of summer, I think. But anyway.
Yeah, it's getting darker. I'm noticing that in the mornings as I get up there. It used to be very light for, you know, five-ish, but now it's darker. All right, Zach, so three stocks here. Audioboom, they released, let's try and put this in order. Strategic update, interim results, and then a placing. In fact, the interim results first, then strategic update, then placing. So they were 9.5% up, now they're about 9.5% down. So when I first sent them to you, they were in positive, but negative now. Look, what's the chart looking like, Zach?
Well, the main thing here has been the 2.5 pence level. That's held the support effectively since December, stabilizing the shares. Obviously, with the placing now, we're below the 2.5 pence level. I think what the thing to do today would be to see whether we can get back above a 2.5 pence over, you know, as quickly as possible, maybe over the next week or so. From a trading point of view, unless you're you want to buy the dip, which is up to you, let's say, the momentum trade is probably to wait for at least a break of around the 2.8 pence level, which is a resistance line from December as well. So, with these long-term bear stocks or extended bear moves, you normally prefer to see a show of strength rather than trying to catch a potentially falling knife.
Gotcha. Blenheim Natural Resources, they've subscribed for 120,000 shares in IGS for 120 grand. What's the chart on BNR looking like?
Again, another one where there's been that drift since the beginning of the year, 1.8 pence at the beginning of the year, and now back down to, 0.3. So quite horrific, I would say. Situation here, 50-day moving average at 0.4 pence. I would like to see the shares back above that before thinking of buying into this situation. The positive, though, is that the RSI is at 23, which is very oversold. So if you do like the shares, this is a point where there could be at least an initial bounce, say from 0.3 to 0.4, 0.3 to 0.5, something like that.
Okay, lovely. And the last one, Motive Bio, MTFB. And there's not much news, really. The guy has gone below 4%. That's the only news. But it was moving,
I thought there was news yesterday about IPO activity in the States.
Yeah, there was a couple of there's some news yesterday. No, not yesterday, was it? I don't think there was any news yesterday, but they have mentioned that they are looking to go to the Nasdaq, aren't they? So
Me is fantastic. This is one of the few stocks which I actually like and love on a fundamental basis as well as a technical basis. The charting position here, I regard it as, if you look at the chart over the last week or so, there's this consolidation between like 55 and 60 pence, which I regard as a bull flag above former resistance at 55 pence in June. Coil spring is probably the way I like to think of this, and I'm really looking for it to go up to as high as 80 to 90 pence over the next month or so. So really, it's one I find difficult to resist. Hopefully that's not the kiss of death, but antibiotics, I think it's the way forward. It's one of the hottest areas in biotech and biopharma, and it's a stock I really think is could have a long way to go.
Yeah, I recently sold them. Bad move, you think?
I think, yes.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.